Today I want to talk about focused thought. And the reason I want to focus on focused thought is because we know that old adage. I'm sure everybody's familiar with Law of Attraction that listens to my podcasts. But Law of Attraction is what we focus on, we create. I want to take that a little bit further today, and I want to talk about our energy behind our thoughts. Because depending on what we're thinking or what questions we're asked can depend on the energy we put behind it. If someone were to ask me, how was my day today? How I respond is based on what I'm focused on. I may be focused on, I saw a beautiful butterfly and it reminded me of my mother. That's a positive, wonderful, uplifting, warm thought. So if I focused on that thought all day long, I probably had a very good day. But let's go the other way. Let's say I woke up this morning and I had a pain in my neck, my cat threw up on my shoe, and when somebody asked me at work, how was your day? I would probably be more focused on what went wrong instead of what went right, depending on the multitude of what went wrong or what went right that day, correct? We all know that we can change our thoughts. A lot of people think, well, this is more difficult than you think, Laura. It's not as easy as people say, oh, well, change your thoughts. You'll change your life. And I know there are people out there that have a very hard time getting out of that thought process. Once they're stuck in a thought, they become rooted in that thought. If you take small steps toward changing your energy for the day, you can achieve it. I know I'm one of those people that sometimes have a little bit of a difficult time changing my thought process. We're all capable of doing it. It's whether or not we have enough motivation or want to do that thing. So I want you to think about today. And I want you to really think about that question that I posed to you. Now that you know the secret, how was your day? Once that question's out there and you've answered me, now I want you to answer me, was it a negative or a positive thought? Now, obviously, I can't hear you, but I'm going to focus on, let's say you said, it was a negative day. So the first thought that you popped into your head made you choose that it was a negative day. Take a few moments right now, and I want you to find every positive thing that happened to you today. And I want you to take a pen and a paper and write them down. I don't care if it's two of them. I don't care if it's five of them. I want you to write every single positive thing and go really deep. Was the sun out today? Was it warmer than it has been? Did your car start with ease when it doesn't normally start? Small things. Let's focus on small things. How many did you find? You can pause this podcast and finish writing them if you haven't finished yet. Now I want you to take that same piece of paper, draw a line down the middle of it or across the bottom. And I want you to write every negative thing you can think about that happened to you today. Pause the podcast and go ahead and do that. All right, great, we're back. So look at those two lists, and you can tell right now where your focus is by how many you have on each list, right? How many do you have on your positive list? Write a number next to it. How many do you have on your negative list? Write a number next to it. So where was your energy focused today? I bet 85% of you listening to this podcast were in the negative column. Could say that your negative column was bigger than your positive column. Am I right? Yes, Laura's a psychic, but that doesn't take a psychic to figure that out. Most of us in this day and age focus on the negative. Psychologists have actually studied that most people who have depression or anything that happens to change our mood or we need to take medication for is based because we're stuck in those thoughts that are negative. So now I want you to do another little bit of homework for me. I want you to look at every negative thing on your paper, okay? Get a new sheet of paper, set it next to it. Whatever negative sentence you've written, I want you to figure out how to change that into a positive. Whoa, right? How do I change a negative to a positive? It's not possible. Oh, but it is. It is your perception of that negative thing that makes it a negative or a positive. And I've talked about this, I know I have, but I'm going to go and talk a little bit deeper. So let me use, I don't know, a random event here. Let's say that I went to the grocery store and I was really wanting macaroni and cheese. And they have this great hot bar where I live. And you can go and get all these hot foods for a certain amount of money, blah, blah, blah. I wanted macaroni and cheese, but I walked in and they were out of it. Everybody ate all the macaroni and cheese. That was a negative, right? It's on my paper. They were out of macaroni and cheese. What's a positive part of that? Take a few minutes. Think about that. Let's go into how healthy is macaroni and cheese for us. Not healthy. Cheese, not good. Pasta, really not good. It was not healthy. It had no protein. It had no vegetables. It wasn't really a good balanced meal for me. So in the positive, maybe my hot deli bar made me choose the salad or the green beans with the salmon because they were out of my other favorite, the one I really wanted. Instead, I ate healthier today because I didn't have what I needed or what I thought I needed. So was it really a negative thing? Maybe, but my perception may have just shifted because, wow, I ate healthier because I couldn't get my fix of my junk food or my not so good food, right? So these are the things I want you to do. There are going to be negative things that happen to you. It's how you let that affect you and how you let it consume you as to whether or not you're going to change your energy for the day. A lot of times our negative consists of thoughts that we perceive from other people. How many times have you heard, you shouldn't care about what people think? But how many of us actually care what people think about us? A lot, right? We have grown and learned to base our perception of ourselves on the opinions of other people, which is totally ludicrous if you break it down like that, isn't it? Why are we allowing other people to choose how we feel about ourselves? It's crazy. But yet we do it every single day. I had a lady walk up to me and say, I bet you get a lot of attention with your hair. Those of you that haven't seen me, I have blue and purple hair. Completely blue and purple hair. And I said, yeah, I get a lot of attention with it. She's like, okay. And walked away from me. Now, I could have chosen to go, WTF, lady, why do you care? Or I could have just smiled and thought, yeah, you're probably just envious because I'm bold enough to go out there at my age and dye my head completely blue and purple. Or I could have taken that as a negative and been completely depressed for the day. I took it as a positive and I smiled, but most people, or a lot of people, would be offended by that. I chose not to be offended. I chose to think that's cool. It's up to you how you deal with the negative that comes to you. All right, well, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope you get some tips and tricks to use in your everyday life. I hope that you do some of these exercises to change your positives from your negatives. And especially this holiday season where a lot of stress and strain comes up, I want you to adopt this new positive attitude and this way of changing our focus. Because what you think about, you draw to you. All right, guys? Have a great rest of your evening, day, afternoon. And let me know what you'd like me to talk about on an upcoming podcast. Just drop me an email at whichmedium@gmail.com. I'd love to focus on whatever it is you want to hear about. Have a great rest of your day, and talk to you soon.